It's just politics.
Just politics.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
And what a week it was.
Oh, yes. Just a few hours ago, the legislature's lame duck session wrapped up. It was big. It was messy. There's still a lot to sort out. But clearly the biggest news, history-making really, was that Michigan will become the nation's 24th right-to-work state.
And of course, right to work is a really loaded issue.
Passionate, so much we could talk about.
Right. And passionate supporters and opponents. Thousands of protesters turned out this week. This will be an issue that resonates for a really long time. But as always, on It's Just Politics, we want to focus on the inside mechanics, the down and dirty politics.
And some of it was certainly one of the final actions of the Republican-controlled legislature after a very controversial session was to make it much harder, maybe as a practical matter impossible, to recall elected officials. Recalls are among the retributions being plotted by labor, and this could be a bit of a game changer before that's even started. Republicans also made sure their work on right to work won't be the target of a referendum campaign by putting an expenditure in it.
That's something they also did this week when they passed a new emergency manager law. And, you know, Rick, we've talked about this before, how Republicans in this session have used this provision in the Michigan Constitution.
That's meant to protect the state's ability to pay its bills.
Right. But it's been used time and time again to shield laws from the threat of a referendum reversal, you know, the threat of voters being able to repeal it. But let's move back to right to work. I mean, just where do we begin?
Well, how about Governor Rick Snyder?
Okay. After years of saying right to work wasn't something that he wanted, that it was
not
just, you
on
know,
my agenda.
Exactly, too explosive. He agreed to sign it.
But Zoe, it seemed so forced on him. One tough nerd has been sort of a relentlessly positive Hamlet on this question.
To be right to work or not to be right to work. And, you know, proposal two sure seems to be a miscalculation on the part of labor. The pro-right to work effort was certainly ready to pounce. And Governor Snyder just said, you know, it was never anything that he wanted, but the choice was forced on him. But compare that to House Speaker Jace Bolger,
who may be Lansing's most powerful politician right now. Jace Bolger was never coy. He wanted right to work. It was on his agenda, and he got it. And look at just over a month ago, he seemed teetering on the edge of humiliation. House Republicans had mismanaged a couple of issues. We don't have time to go into them here. But Bolger came close to being the first House Speaker in 20 years to lose his seat. But Jace Bolger came back to Lansing after the election, unchastened and really running the table.
Exactly. So Jace Bolger comes out on top. Who else? Who else did this help?
I'm thinking of a Democrat.
I'm guessing that might be one Gretchen Whitmer, the state Senate Democratic leader.
You are correct.
And she certainly seems to be getting ready to run for something else. She's term limited, and the smart money seems to be betting that she has her sights on governor.
Well, Gretchen Whitmer seems to have emerged as the Democrats' go-to voice on a lot of these controversies, and she was everywhere during the right-to-work protests at the Capitol.
Although the next House Democratic leader, Tim Grimmel, has turned out to be something of a firebrand.
He has, but does he have a website?
You mean the generic, office-unspecific Gretchen Whitmer website that just says 2014 is our year?
It's got a picture of her arm raised, delivering a fiery speech on the state capitol steps. It was taken at a rally this summer. There are other hands around her raised in the V symbol.
Which I don't think that was a V for victory.
It's not, but it does look like it.
Right. Another story from over the summer. So is she labor's new heroine, Rick?
Well, labor needs one. It suffered defeat after defeat. And even without all this Republican ballot protection, the typical metrics suggest 2014 could be a tough year for Democrats.
Right. Midterm elections during a president's second term are rarely kind to the party that holds the White House. But Rick, I really think the question that needs to be asked going forward, with lame duck over, the protesters gone, things are kind of lonely, no? How are you going to keep busy until January?
Don't want to be
Mike Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network. And if you see him on the streets looking kind of lonely, do say hello.
Zoe Clark is Michigan Radio's resident political junkie.